Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Chav Beis, mitzvah 422, the mitzvah of Tfilin Shel Rosh. Two mitzvahs of Tfilin, as we spoke about last time, two separate mitzvahs, unlike Tzitzis, which is one mitzvah, the Tchilas and the Lavan. Tav Chav Beis is the mitzvah of Tfilin Shel Rosh. Let's start that, and then we'll go back to some of the ideas that we did not get to in the last Chinuch and Minchas Chinuch, but it's all one discussion. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lohaniach Tfilin Al HaRosh. The mitzvah is to put Tfilin on our Rosh, as we learned, Shedemar, V'hayilu Totafos Bein Yenecha, the four times it talks about Tfilin in the Torah, the four parshios that are in our Tfilin. So this is the mitzvah of Tfilin Shel Rosh. V'nekasati mitzvah kodem es ma'u inyan Tfilin. I already spoke about it in the previous mitzvah. As we mentioned, all of Tfilin is Torah Sheval Peh. If we just had read the Torah, we would have no idea how to make tefillin and what tefillin look like. We have nothing to know about tefillin. Even according to the Karaites, who, as we know, wear their tefillin in between their eyes, but how do they get to first base? How do they even know what tefillin look like? There's nothing. The whole idea doesn't make sense, because everything is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim when it comes to tefillin. So, Sefer HaChinuch quotes again the four different parshios. Vo'inyin ba'arba parshios elu yoser mi b'shar parshios shel Torah. Why are these parshios picked to put in the tefillin? Not only because they mention tefillin, but obviously because of what else they mention. Lefi sheyesh be'elu kabbalas malchus shamayim v'achdus Hashem. Because there is mentioned in these first two parshas of Kriya Shema, Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim, that's the first parsha, Yichud Hashem, as we spoke about, V'inyin Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shu Machriach Emunas Chiddush HaOlam, V'yashkachas Hashem B'tachtonim, and also relating to the parshios that talk about tefillin in Parsha's bow. It's all about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ve'elim Yisodos Das Yehudis, which is the basis, one of the basic tenets of our faith. The Ramban quoted in the footnotes here, but the Ramban, that's exactly what the Chinuch is saying, mentions in the last piece in Parshas Bo, why is it, yes, the famous question, the famous piece in the Ramban, why is it that there are so many mitzvot that are Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim, more than any other event in Jewish history? Right, how many mitzvot do we have to mention, to remember by Har Sinai? Maybe one. Berachas HaTorah. How many mitzvot do we have to remember the Mon? Maybe one mitzvot Rabbanan, Lecha Mishnah. How many mitzvot do we have to remember the Ananei HaKavod? One. Right, how many mitzvahs do we have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim? About 15. Kiddush and Avdallah and Tfilin and Pidyon HaBen and by the three mitzvahs of Bechor. There's so many mitzvahs. So says the Ramban, why? So Ramban says, Vata omer l'chakla b'tam mitzvahs rabos. He says, let me explain to you the reason for so many mitzvahs. The end of Parshas Bo. Hine me'eos heyos avodas kalilim ba'olam yimei enosh. From the days that avodas are started. Again, we mentioned this Ramban by other mitzvahs, but so it's a Ramban that one has to review over and over again. So since the days that Avodah Zorah started, says the Ramban, there are three types of heretics in the world. Three types of kofrim. Hechelu adeos lishtabesh be'emuna, mehem kofrim be'ikr, va'omrim ki ha'olam kadmon. Some people say, the one that makes the least sense, that the world has always been here. Kachshu ba'ashem v'yomer lohu. No, there was never a creator. Somehow the world just started. How did it start? I don't know. There was a big explosion. Usually after an explosion, there's a big mess. And here, there was an explosion, and there was perfect order in the world. Okay, it doesn't really fit that to explain that it was just here. Okay, but that's some. Umehem, others say, no, there has to have been a creator, but he's a busy being. And he created the world, but he went somewhere else. Umehem, machishim b'idiyaso apratis. He doesn't know anymore. He went somewhere else. Umehem, and finally the third group, sheyodu b'yidiya, umachishim b'hashkacha. And the third group is, there was a creator, and he knows what's going on, but he's not all-powerful. He can't do whatever he wants. He can't be involved in the world. V'yasu adam kidgei hayam shelo yishkiach hakel b'hem. And men are like fish in the sea that God doesn't focus on or is not involved in. V'enuem onesh u'schar. Says the Ramban, so how could God, in one fell swoop, in one moment, disprove all of these types of heretics in a second? By performing an ace. V'kasher yetzor hakib v'eidu b'yachid v'yasar imam mofis b'shinui minhagu shalom v'tivo. The second God performs an ace, that shows he created the world. It shows he's involved in the world. He knows what's going on, and he can do whatever he wants. He's all powerful. Yizba'er lakol bitul ha'deos ha'ela kulam. Why? Ki ha'mofes ha'nifla moreh. The miraculous event reflects sheyesh la'olam eloka machadsho. There is a creator. There is a machadish b'chol yom tamid. V'yodeya u'mashgiach v'yachol. And that's why the Ramban says, if you look in the Psukim, if you're Medayik in the Psukim, in Parsha Shmos and Va'era, God disproved all of these types of heretics in the Yitzias Mitzrayim story, and says the Ramban, that's why, if you think about it, what was the most miraculous time period in all of Jewish history? Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Makos at Kriyas Yamsuf Achulu. That is why we have so many mitzvahs. Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because God doesn't do revealed miracles for generations and generations. But if we focus on that and we remember that, that is a reflection of Hashgachas Hashem. And then he says at the end, a very strong formulation that really everything in life is miraculous. We're just used to it. And then he says, and here's the line, she'ein la'adam chelek b'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, a person does not have a chelek in Torah of Moshe Atchanamin until he believes, b'chol dvareinu u'mikreinu she'kulam nisim ein bohem teva u'minhago shel olam. Right, there's no such thing as teva in the world. It's all miraculous events. So says the chinuch, that's part of what tefillin does. Tefillin, by putting Yetzias Mitzrayim on our heads and on our hearts every single weekday of our lives, so that helps us remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. V'lachein, back to the chinuch, nitztavinu laniach yisodos elu kalayom, bein einenu v'aluach libeinu. We put it near our eyes, we put it on our hearts. Kishne ela ha'evarim, these two evarim, yom ruchach v'yatev she'im mishkan ha'seichal, these are the symbolic intellectual organs of our body, our heart, our brain, or our emotional, obviously the heart, by putting them opposite, so hopefully we'll be meshabed our heart and meshabed our mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he goes into, again, we're going to get back to general tefillin issues soon, but then he says, let me explain to you, as we know, the difference between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Tefillin shel yad, as we know, is written on one cloth. All four parashios are written on one cloth, and that's why it's only one section in our tefillin shel yad. It's smooth on the outside. Tefillin shel rosh, even though it only looks like four lines on the outside, really it is four separate compartments. Four separate, and when the or is soft, it is shaped, and then it is made into hardened compartments, and each of the compartments gets a parsha, written on four parshios of the four parshios and put it to four compartments. And that's why Tefillin Shel Rosh has a higher Kedusha than in Tefillin Shel Yad. It is written on Dalid four klafim. You don't say, oh, it's all the same. No, Tefillin Shel Rosh has a higher Kedusha. And that's why most tefillin bags, they sit side by side. But what's common in Eretz Yisrael is the tefidanit. It's the tefillin boxes that were kind of made originally for the chayalim, but one should be aware, if one has that if one is not putting them on, one should keep it sideways, because the tefillin shel rosh is on the bottom, because that's what's going on second. So if one stands it up, the tefillin shel rosh is on the bottom, that is more kedusha. So if one remembers, one should put it sideways down if it's just sitting there during the day, because that has more kedusha, as the chinuch here has a picture, in terms of Dalet Parshios. And then he quotes the Osin, it's the third to last line, the Osin in the Arbo Denu Ratuv, the Moshin, besides forming the four compartments out of the R, as we know, there is a part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai to have shins on the outside of our tefillin. That's not something stuck on, that's made out of the boxes itself. It's pulled out part of the same piece of R. And the Misora is to have one of the shins with three arms and one of them with four arms, as he explains. Umachnisa Virtuos Harosh, and he put the Rotsuos in so that it could be wrapped on our head. Derech Agav, again, actually we'll try to get to that in the previous chinuch, so we'll wait for a minute. Vizo Satsur, going to the next page, says the chinuch as well, besides the shins that are formed from the mold of the boxes themselves, as we know, the Ritsuos and the Ksharim also form letters, and that's Shem Hashem. We have the shin on a tefillin shel rosh. We have in the back of our head the knot, the dalis. The dalis is in the back, and we have the yud on the tefillin shel yad. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in two places, quotes that how does one form a dalis in the back of one's head? You have a dalis, which what we would call a single dalis. But we know there are various minhagim in terms of what's called the double dalis. Either a single, or does somebody have a box in the back, or a single. The Shulchan Aruch says clearly that it's a single. A single dalis says that in two places, both in Simcha Chav Zayin and Simcha Lamed Beis. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes Achronim relating to the issue, and he says, obviously, every quotes major achronim on every side of the issue. V'lacha v'lakol echad me'amasaris yisodos kedoshim bekedumim b'harei kodesh ozbizman rabosein uarishonim kafir shenizgal abisod Hashem lireyev. Every mesora has either a single dalet or a double dalet or a box or a double dalet with a little airspace in the middle. That's the third one he suggests. Whatever one does, that minhag is appropriate, and one shouldn't change their minhag. Just like there are a lot of different minhagim. How many straps does one have? Do you count seven straps? Do you count the half straps? Do you not count the half straps on the arm? Whatever one's minhag is, there's a lot of minhag separating the halacha. Good. Let's continue now. Let's go back now to the previous Sefer HaChinuch, where we left off. The previous discussion we had, Umasha Amru, in the middle of Mitzvah Tavchaf Aleph, again, these halachas apply to both tefillins. Tefillin Tzrich and Guf Naki. So we know tefillin require Guf Naki, require a clean body, and requires a clean mind. And that is why, in terms of chinuch, the chinuch is, when we try to, we be mechanic children, as young as they are, and as long as they can fulfill the mitzvah properly. So we put tzitzis on a child at a pretty young age. Why don't we put tefillin on a young child, on a 7-year-old, on an 8-year-old? The answer is because of this halacha. Tefillin tzrich and gufnaki, and therefore, we wait until the child is old enough to be able to be a little more mature to keep his body clean and to keep his mind clean. That is the halacha. The Gemara tells a story about certain people who were very careful about this halacha, but it's a born halacha. This is also why we don't wear tefillin all day anymore. Right, the days of all they were tefillin all day, we are not on the level of being able to keep our mind and our body perfectly tahar, and that's why we don't wear tefillin all day. There's a big discussion. The Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, has a discussion of the halacha of tefillin being worn all day. The Prima Gadim has a suffix. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? The fact that tefillin has to be worn all day. Prima Gadim has the suffix. So the Achronim and Minchas Asher amongst them assume that it can't be that it's a din d'oraisa, can it? If it is a din d'oraisa and it's hard for us to do, you can't just knock out the din d'oraisa because it's difficult to do. No, you have to work at it. So even with a din d'oraisa, it's where it's filling all day. So, oh, we can't have proper kavana, we can't keep our body clean, so we don't wear it. No. So Pashas is, on the surface, you say, it's a din d'oraisa to wear tefillin once a day, every day. Just like other open-ended mitzvot. It says that a kohen has to duchen. Right? Kohen has to duchen in the Torah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So what? If a kohen has to go to a minyan factory and duchen 42 times every day? The answer is no. Once a day, every day, that's it. How about, davening? Mid'oraisa. Davening, Chachamim created, you know, a schedule of Zman and Bechulu, but a Daraisa, once a day, every day, right? So Pashas, this is what tefillin are. But Rav Asher Weiss develops the idea in Pashas Bo, in Simnachav Dalet, maybe there's another idea. Maybe tefillin is like Talmud Torah. What does he mean? Talmud Torah, when does one have a chiyuv to learn? When does a chiyuv to learn every free second of his time? Free second, meaning when I'm in the middle of eating, when I'm going to doing other needs, when I'm parnasa, whatever it is. So I don't have a chiyuv right then. But every free, and we have to be honest with ourselves. We can't say, oh, I only have 4 free minutes my entire day. Right, that we have to be honest. But many Achronim say this, the Stipler and others, every free moment of one's life, one has a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So suggests Rav Asher Weiss a similar idea by tefillin. When does one have a chiyuv of tefillin? Every possible moment that he can fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin properly. But let's say one lives in a generation who's on the level of one can't properly focus on tefillin throughout the day, so then one wouldn't. So that's how they knocked it down. Maybe it is a daraisa, but the daraisa isn't every moment of the day. The daraisa is every possible moment of the day, which is less and might depend on person, it might depend on generation. That's what he says. Near the mitzvah tefillin ain't a mugderes klal b'zvan v'suyam u'mitzvasah sheishtadol adam k'chol shebiyado sheyitfillin alav as much as one can have, and he compares it to Talmud Torah. And that's why you can have such flexibility in terms of some of the halachos, in terms of the what the chiyuv is. Okay, let's continue now with some of the other issues that are brought up here by the Sefer HaChinuch. Skipping a couple of lines. He says, but ulai, third line of the paragraph. Mitochas matosob, mitzvah satfilin, shezi karana gadola, adabe blecha shamayim, yashum midako arov, yitar, mikol gilulav. Says the chinuch, another added benefit is if one is wearing tefillin, hopefully they are prevented from going down a negative path. tefillin, if I have tefillin on me, so then hopefully that'll prevent me from acting in a certain way. That'll make me a different person. There's even a fascinating Rambam, which the Maariv Chaya says is based on a Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Rav Yirmiyah, have a Yosef Kameh to Rabbi Zeira. Rav Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rabbi Zeira. Chazi Davika Badach Tuva. So he saw, Rabbi Zeira saw that Rabbi Yirmiyah was in a good mood. He saw that he was pretty happy. Amalei, but call out some Yemoser Ksiv. He says, why are you so, it's even like a little levity, he sounds like. He says, why are you so happy for? You know, aren't you worried? Amalei, what is the answer? Ana tefillin manachna. Don't worry about it, I'm wearing tefillin. What was the question? What was the answer? Are you, what does tefillin have to do with it? Says the Maariv Chayis, on this Gemara, Brachas of Lamed, this is where the Rambam gets his halacha from. What's the Rambam? The Rambam says, we are different people when we wear tefillin. Says the Rambam, Kedushas tefillin, Kedusha gedolahi, shekozmacha tefillin arosha shaladam, as long as a tefillin are on a person's head, v'alzro on his arm, hu anav, v'yare, he's humble and fears God, v'eno nimshach b'schoku b'sicha b'tela, v'eno mahara b'machshav uzros. He is an inspired person. So it's different. Where does Rama get that from? Says the Maariv Chayis, that Gemara. He says, don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin. What do you mean, don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin? Because we're different people when we wear tefillin, and that's what the Chinuch says here, that the tefillin make us into different people. Even young children, when they reach the age of chinuch, again, the minhag is either a month before or a certain time before, one tries to start to be mechanech their sons in tefillin. Oh, just there, Agav, once it came up here, what do you mean our sons? What about women? What about women in tefillin? So generally we have the attitude of women can do whatever as mom grub as they want. Women can shake a lulav and women can sit in the sukkah. And what about tefillin? Tefillin is also a zman grama. Why? Because the mitzvah tefillin does not apply Shabbos and Yontif. There's no mitzvah tefillin. Right? Tefillin might be, even in a certain sense, somewhat muksa on Shabbos and Yontif. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simin Lamed Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says that Shabbos and Yontif are themselves osos. Tefillin is an os, and you can't have too many osos. Why can't you have too many osos? Signs of connections between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man. Because the Mefarshim explain, Apishne Edim Yakum Davar. You always need two witnesses. So, what other mitzvahs are called an os? Bris Milah is an os. Bris Milah is one os, and tefillin are an os. So on the weekday we have two. On Shabbos we have Bris Milah and Shabbos, and Yontif. So if we have tefillin, that will be as if we're being mevazeh, disgracing the os of Shabbos, just two osos. And that's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos or Yontif. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Lamed Ayif. Lamed Aleph, v'menichem, b'hem os acher, hayazil zolo shalahem. So it's a mitzvah zaseh man grama. So, one would say, okay, women can do it if they want to. But the poskim, the Rama already says, that this is a mitzvah that women shouldn't do. Why shouldn't women do it? So, most mefarshim have explained, there is a talk of Yonasan ben Uziel, who says maybe it's beged ish. Because women now haven't done it in so many years, in so many centuries, so it's become beged ish, and that's why they're not allowed to do it. That's one. But a second, more substantive reason is that men wear tefillin. We don't have a choice. We have to wear tefillin. But it's somewhat risky to wear tefillin. It's risky. After all, we're wrapping ourselves with a Dvar Hashem. We're putting such a kadosh item on my head. And I have to have the proper thoughts, and I have to have the proper physical clean body. We already knocked down what we used to do because it's risky. We don't wear it all day anymore. So if you have a choice not to, then you're not allowed to. There's a downside here. Shaking a lulav, there's no downside. Sitting in a sukkah, there's no downside. But here, it's presumptuous to say, you know, I'll wear tefillin all day. No, we don't wear tefillin all day. And if I don't have to wear tefillin, and if I'm not mesuvah to wear tefillin, this is one of the mitzvahs that shouldn't be done. So that's why the accepted custom is for women not to wear tefillin, not to wear tzitzis, that, you know, for other reasons. So that is, even though it's a zman grama, because of the risk factor, it is not done. Then the Chinuch continues and has an interesting thought, skipping a line or two towards the end. V'im yadati, and if I, though I know, ki yismichu adarshim drashos elo amaisa shenitzka b'Yerushalmi, even though I know you're going to mention to me the Yerushalmi in Brachos, which says, v'chad barnash de'ifkid gabe chavre kiset akaspa, a person who was mafkid something with his friend, ulizman tavi nilei v'kafar bei, and the person denied ever having it, v'yamalei balakos, lo lecha hayimanis, el hemenis, el ilo shabaroshcha. I didn't believe you, I believed the tefillin. What is that? What's the message of that Yerushalmi? He explains. The message of Yerushalmi is that if we're wearing tefillin, we have to be even extra na'aman. There's a tremendous Chil Hashem factor if we wear talis and tefillin and we don't act in a proper way. If we're identified as Orthodox Shomri Torah mitzvahs and we haven't acted a certain way, says the Chinuch, that's not a reason not to wear tefillin. One shouldn't think that, oh, okay, I should take off my tefillin. It just means we have to have a higher standard. We mentioned in the past the beautiful thought from the Meiri. The Meiri in his Hakdama to Shas, he parallels the Aseret HaDibros 5 and 5. The Torah only has 10, but the Midrashim talk about 5 and 5. It says the Meiri, there's a parallel between 1 and 6, 2 and 7, 3 and 8, v'chulu. So most of them are self-explanatory. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and belief in everyone's Selam Elokim, is parallel to Lo Sirtzach. Avodah Zarah and Ni'uf. Many times throughout Tanakh, Avodah Zarah is compared to adultery. And Shabbos and Eidus Sheker. Beautiful, right? Shabbos is giving Eidus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Kibud Av V'Aim, says the Meir, and Lo Sachmod. Kibud Av V'Aim. Lo Sachmod means I only focus on myself. I'm the center of the world. Kibud Av V'Aim means my parents are the center of the world. I recognize them. But 3 and 7 are difficult, says the Meiri. Lo Sisa, not swearing falsely, and not stealing. What's the connection? So the Meiri, in one of his deis, says exactly the point that the Sefer HaChinuch is saying here. What wearing the badge of orthodoxy, wearing the badge of being a Shomer Torah mitzvos, wearing talis and tefillin, that's his lashon, and then going stealing from people, that's an isser of losisa shem lakecha lashav. You are taking God's name in a false way. If I'm acting in a Shomer Torah mitzvos way, and then behind the scenes, I am negatively being involved in usher activity. So it's exactly the same point, but again, doesn't mean we should stop wearing tefillin. It just means we should improve in our other areas. Then he talks about, again, we don't have time to go into it all, the famous machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Most we show him holding like Rashi, and we make him didn't pass him like Rashi, the order of the parshios. What's Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? The same tefillin inside, but it's the order of the parshios. Do you have it in the way that the Torah was written? Do you have what's called Havayos Be'emsa? V'hayke v'yachan v'hayim shemo? Do you put that in the middle? There are many different opinions, but that's the issue. The difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin are the order they are in the parshios. Either way, this is just some inyanim relating to tefillin. Again, there's a lot more here, but Minchas Chinuch talks about is there anybody who's usher to wear tefillin? Are you allowed to borrow tefillin? You're allowed to borrow tefillin. Your tefillin don't have to be yours. You can even make a bracha on borrowed tefillin. Is there anybody that is usher to wear tefillin? Besides, we just spoke about women. It's not a good idea. So he quotes an avel on day one. Is allowed to wear tefillin? And a mitzora. It's fascinating that it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Do we have mitzoras bizman hazeh? We have kohanim declaring people mitzoras bizman hazeh? Why does the Shulchan Aruch quote that? Interesting ha'ara, not for now. Chol HaMoed is a big issue. All of Hilchos Tefillin. Either way, we wet our feet a little bit. But Hashem, next time, we'll get to the mitzvah of mezuzah.